In Australia, 97% of pre-primary teachers, 85% of primary teachers, and 68% of secondary teachers are female, while the percent of male teachers has been declining since 1977. Alongside gendered social norms, research has shown that these stats may be attributed to economic forces. Max Tarney, Professor of Finance and Economics at the University of New South Wales, joins us on the line now. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Kezi. Good morning to all the listeners to Radio Adelaide.
Now, your research suggests that there are fewer males becoming teachers. Why is this so?
Well, there are several reasons for that, and some of the literature has already identified social learning in issues like, you know, males and females have different preferences, and so they sort into different occupations. What we did, however, was to look at the forces in the labor market, and so to see whether this almost exclusive presence of females in primary and pre-primary teaching and absence of males could actually reflect incentives that graduate students had at the completion of their studies. And what we found was that, indeed, if you are a female just graduating and you're looking at the jobs available to you, controlling for a number of other factors, teaching comes up as one of the best jobs you can actually do. But this does not apply to males. And so what we say is that what we observe, so almost all female into primary and pre-primary teaching and no males, males come later on, perhaps in secondary teaching or in school management, is consistent with the forces at work in the labor market. We also did another thing, which was trying to explain why there was this difference in salary. So what we did, we compared teaching and non-teaching occupations in terms of jobs and try to bring back the difference in pay, which in some cases is quite substantial. We're talking something like more than $10,000 a year, to the characteristics of people to see whether there is something specific to people deciding to do teaching compared to people who decide not to work in teaching. And we found that those sort of individual differences don't explain much. They explain like 15% of the difference in pay. What instead explains the remaining 85% is the fact that there is a different job market altogether, and so it is the structure of salaries in different occupations that pulls people in one direction or the other.
We're speaking with Max Tarney, Professor of Finance and Economics at the University of New South Wales, but the lack of male teachers due to economic forces. So why aren't women choosing other professions, do you believe?
Normally, sort of posited is that teaching offers a flexibility that makes the job particularly appealing. But what we find is that there is actually a very good pay that is offered in teaching for females. And when you compare teaching and non-teaching jobs at different level of pays, and so you say, well, I've taken the highest paying jobs, the second highest paying jobs, and so forth, for females, and then you do the same exercise for males. Well, the case of females is a case where teaching comes pretty much on top all the time, and so it is such a pull factor for a female that we say that there is an economic dimension to the choice that people make. It's not just because they, females may prefer the particular job. There are also real economic advantages pulling you in that direction. That is something that hasn't been really emphasized so far.
Now, the stats that we mentioned in the intro, these numbers are quite large, the percentage of teachers in each of these areas who are females. What could be done to attract more men to teaching? Is it just a matter of offering larger financial incentives?
Look, we don't think so, partly because it's very hard to offer financial incentives only to male rather than females. It would be a case of discrimination. And if you throw more money into teaching, while you may make it a little bit more attractive to male, you would make it even more attractive to females. So we don't think that this gender imbalance that we observe will make a difference. But some of the suggestions that have been made include, for example, raising the number of scholarships for education. And what we contribute saying is, well, there seems to be an image problem with teaching for males, and maybe it's something that can be addressed. And so one could look at the career path or career aspirations of men and say, actually, this is what could happen in teaching, and it's a very fulfilling job. And the second thing is also the fact that we tend to look somewhat down at teaching, or certainly something that seems to have occurred over time. If all of us think about the teachers that we had, we probably were scared of this teacher, had enormous respect. Nowadays, there seems to be a bit less of that. And maybe it is the case of going back a little bit to our past and look at teaching as a job that is fulfilling, that deserves respect, and that can be accomplished by both genders. It is not a female-only occupation, as we see, for example, in other countries.
Well, Max, thanks very much for your time on Breakfast this morning.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. Thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Max Tarney, Professor of Finance and Economics at the University of New South Wales, speaking with us there about why there are more female teachers than male.